Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I've been better, I promise you. But how do you go about filing a claim?
I can file one for you over the phone now if you want to do it that way.
Oh, yes, ma'am, please.
Can I have your social, please?
418-19-4076.
Hey, can you verify your first and last name for me?
It's Terrell Lee Pinnell.
And your date of birth?
2/15/68.
And your driver's license number, state ID number?
525-9043.
And is it issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you give it to me one more time?
Ma'am?
Can you give it to me one more time?
What one more time?
Oh, the driver's license number.
Oh, I'm sorry. 525-9043.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Davis.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Crazy? No, ma'am. I'm just kind of, that's disability, yeah.
And did you serve on, I'm sorry.
No, ma'am, I'm sorry.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
Probably the 7th.
Hey, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings
account... No, ma'am.
I said you want to do direct deposit or the benefits card?
Do what now?
Did you want to do direct deposit or the benefits card?
I guess a card, because I ain't got no other way.
Okay, so I'll just have to read you the disclosure for the card.
What now? I'm hard of hearing. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I'll just have to read you the disclosure for the benefits card.
All right.
Hey, you've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a TAN code Alabama Advantage card, that card is good until the buy-through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid account. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are the car replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and car replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue your selection of the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
And what's your mailing address?
It's 410 Pinhell Lane, Helena, Alabama, 35080.
So your street name is the same as your last name?
Yes, ma'am.
That's cool.
Crazy, isn't it? Yeah, my uncle was mayor in this town for like 40-something years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
They want now.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Oh no, it's just the same thing.
And has your address changed in the past year?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
205-515-7825.
Hey, just to verify, I have your mailing address as 410 Penhale Lane, Helena, Alabama 35080.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1412 Church Street, 302 Hampstead Street, 4625 Highway 280, 606 West Orchid Avenue, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
What now? You lost me on that one.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with?
God, I don't have a clue. I don't remember none of them. I ain't saying I hadn't, but I've lived with different people, different girls, and let's see. Run by me one more time.
1412 Church Street, 302 Hampstead Street, 4625 Highway 280, 606.
The Highway 280 was Max Mombalone's address. I think the first one you called out was the house they had in Clanton. All right. I ain't good with addressing now. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Jasper, Sylacauga, Mobile, or none of the above?
I mean, I've been in Sylacauga. I've never lived in the world but Sylacauga. I mean, I ain't really been in Mobile. I've been in Locksley, Alabama. Bessemer, I really not lived there, but I guess they'll call it 280 and 208 and Needle Street or something like that, where I used to live years ago. I'm talking about like 2001 or 2.
Yes, sir. And which of the following street addresses in Pelham have you ever lived at or been associated with? 110 Summersby Circle, 113 Chase Creek Circle, 800 Valley View Road, 96 Heather Ridge Drive, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property?
Oh, my God. It's been so long since I lived in some apartments in Pelham back in like 80-something. Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, these questions I ain't never even thought about in my life. I mean, I'm sorry. I ain't trying to hoodoo you or nothing like that, but I don't remember. I had a stroke in 2019, because my memory's not really that good. I know you got asked all this stuff, so keep going.
Yes, sir.
Real cool. Golly, I can't remember my I'm talking about like 1988 or 9. I lived in something circle in Pelham in some apartment. I don't remember the address. I mean, that's 30 years ago.
Yes, sir. And did you...
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, do I gotta know all this stuff? I mean, I don't live in the world but Pelham.
Well, we've passed the security questions section, so you're good, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm lame, brain bad.
And did you file for...
Ma'am?
I'm sorry, you go ahead, sir.
No, I wasn't gonna say no. I'm burning up. I did some volunteer work at the church this morning, cut some trees, so I got a little hot.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I ain't never even filed unemployment one time. It's been like 1986, 7, 8, somewhere right in there, and didn't get them in. That's the only time I've ever filed, ever, anywhere.
And did you work
I've
in a...
I never filed, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
No, you are. Go ahead.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. I was at work release in prison.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that? I don't guess. I don't even know what it is.
A trade readjustment allowance.
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day that you worked?
This Thursday will be a week. Today. Damn, today will be a week.
So the,
I was work release and they, you know what I mean, they laid me off to, you know, I'm trying to go back to the job, but as of right now, I'm 3.5 hours away from that job. So they're trying to kind of, I just can't get a job right now. How about that? I'm just trying to be, you know, tell you what's going on with me.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am. I'm of course, everybody don't lose something to, you know, their self, but that's nothing on this way I make a living anyhow.
That's right. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am. Neither one.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am. I need to. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. I ain't got nothing like it.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Never.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
As short as possible because I can't drive. So, you know, I'm putting applications in, like Little Caesars and stuff that's close to me. But ain't nobody called back yet, you know. Right now, I don't have a way to eat. No gas money, no nothing. You know, if I did have somebody carry me somewhere. So I'm kind of pretty willing to bind. I've always been against filing for unemployment. I'm like, well, what do you want to file that for? Man, get out and get a job. But I didn't realize it was kind of harder than what it is, especially when you're an ex-felon. You know, the doors just don't open up.
Yes, sir. And did you maybe want me to put maybe 5 to 10 miles or somewhere close to there?
Yeah, that'll work. Walk that far.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
Man, $10 an hour, it don't matter. I'm just, when I work, it's just, I just, at this present time, you know, I just ain't got nowhere to go, to work.
Yes, sir. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. Not that I've ever known of.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They told me 30 days. I got her name and number if you need it. I'm trying to get, go back down there and work, man, but, you know, probation and I don't know what my officer's going to say or nothing, you know, so it's kind of up in there.
Yes, sir. And what was your job title?
I was an operator at ENSI. We made call parts.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I what now?
Would you be seeking work in your current occupation?
Would I consider doing it?
Yes, sir. Would you want to, would you want a job in what you were doing?
Oh, yeah, if I could possibly get one, yeah. Well, I dig it deep. She don't matter. Yes, ma'am.
And who's your separate employer or the job that you're filing for?
Oh, what now?
What's the business name of the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
Oh, INZI Controls.
And do you have a phone number for them?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for it now. Where you at? You know, it's just, dead gum, I had everything right in front of me, too. All right, it's 334-897-0100.
And do you remember what your start date was there?
It was sometime February when I started there. Mm-hmm. When I stopped. When I stopped working.
You said your last day was last Thursday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And Mandy Taylor is the HR lady.
Yes, sir. And what city were you working in?
Elba.
Hey, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Do what now?
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. The only thing we're getting is, the week they held back, but all my money goes through the Department of Corrections, and they take all their money out, so... And I won't receive it till the 23rd of September.
Yes, sir. And have you applied?
Ma'am?
Oh, you go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to file something to stay on. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I talked to the lady and I told her, I said, man, it's going to be about 30 days. I ain't going to have no money, no way to make no money. And that's where, she gave me this piece of paper right here, but, information about working, whatever, unemployment compensation. The Department of Corrections holds all your money for 2 months, so, I got put out, it's my own fault, it's my own fault, but it's hard to live and you got nothing to live with.
Yes, sir, I understand.
I'm sorry, I've been in years, I just thought I needed to explain that like I wasn't hiding nothing.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said, just to verify, you said you were laid off, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or you're receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I reckon.
Or did you say yes or no, sir?
No, yeah, yes, ma'am. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Just less money I'd have to pay later on.
Yes, sir. And do you elect to have... Oh, I already asked that. I'm now going to give you a PIN number for you to be able to do your weekly certifications. Just let me know when you're ready.
I come unprepared. Hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, thank you. I had to walk to the library to use a computer, and then they finally got tired and put me on the phone. That's right now, it's kind of being quiet. Okay. You there?
Yes, sir. PIN number is 7668.
7668?
Yes, sir.
Alright.
So I'm now just going to read you the closing statements.
Uh-huh.
And the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
All right, I got that on my piece of paper right here. Never mind. Let me write down Alabama Works.
.Alabama.
All right.
.gov.
Okay, Alabama.gov. Thank you. All right.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282.
2282. Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call
1-800-361-861. Oh, 361?
Yes, sir.
4524. 4524,
all right. Hey, Mr. Pinhill, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
When do you know if they accept it?
It takes 2 to 3 weeks to be approved.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate it, and thank you for being so patient and nice with me.
Yes, sir, no problem.
All right, you have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you.